This is Digital Story Podcast number 870, November 22nd, 2022. Today's theme is Holiday Gift Guide for Photographers. I'm Derek Story. There are many accessories and optics that can make a photographer's life more creative and efficient. And sometimes we don't even know what those helpful items can be. But maybe after today's podcast, you'll have a better idea. Here are my suggestions for fun and functional goodies for the visual art artist in your life. I hope you enjoy the show. So I think this year's gift guide is particularly fun. I stayed away from a lot of the standard things that we've covered in the past. And, you know, the thing is, when you're a photographer and someone gives you a little SSD drive or an SD card or a card reader, of course you're appreciative because all those little things help. But I wanted something or things a little fresher this year, a little different, a little more off the beaten track. So the 8 items that I'm covering today are exactly that. There are no rocket blasters here or multi-port connectors or anything like that. So we're just going to have fun for a few minutes with some items that I think are wonderful gifts, and they're affordable. We're going to start from the most affordable to the most expensive. And the most expensive, I'll tell you right now, $180. Okay, I mean, only $180. Those two words maybe don't go together, but that is the top of the list. And everything else beneath it is much cheaper. Okay, so let's get to having some fun here. This first one I just think is a kick. It is the Lens Cap Keeper Holder Buckle Kit. And it accommodates lens caps that are 52 to 67 millimeter. I'll read you the blurb and then I'll tell you more about it. This is a $13 item, by the way. The buckle could be attached on the camera strap. Each buckle holds 3 sizes of lens caps on opposing sides of the holder. Fits most lens caps, easily attaches to your camera's neck / shoulder / strap / bag strap at no extra modification of your camera or lens is required. Avoid losing your lens cap during shooting sessions on the go. So this is the thing. I mean, I know I am not the only one that doesn't consistently put my lens cap in the same place. I know some of you do, right? But most of us don't. So like I'll start out a shoot and I say, okay, I'm going to put it in my back right pocket. And I'm going to put it in my back, and I may do that once, I may even do that twice, but by the end of the afternoon, I have no idea where my lens caps are. And I just hope that I haven't dropped them somewhere or left them behind, and that I'll dig them out of my jacket pocket, my pants pocket, my camera bag pocket later that night once I get back to the room. This solves all of that. This cool little buckle just goes. And I would put it myself, I'd put it right on the camera strap, the neck strap. And then you take the lens cap off your camera and you just put it on this little thing here. It just goes click, just goes right on there. And you have it right there. It's right there. You can see it. And then when you want to put it back on, you just take it off in there. And you won't lose your lens cap. I mean, how cool is this? If you get this for somebody who, you know, has never had such a thing before, which I would hazard a guess to say that most of us have not had one of these. I haven't. I just discovered it through research. Then I think they'll be tickled pink, and it's only $13, which means you can get one for yourself as well. And that is the Lens Cap Keeper Holder Buckle Kit. Now, by the way, I have pictures and blurbs, and most importantly, links to all these things in the show notes. So you can just listen and enjoy right now. You don't have to take any notes, anything like that. When you're ready to see what they look like, just go to thedigitalstory.com, click on the show notes, and you will see everything that I'm talking about today. All right, let's go to another one. This is a $17 item, and this is This is for fun, but I love this. This is a t-shirt that says, "Everyone's a photographer until manual mode." And it has a mode dial on there with the M in red. So everyone's a photographer until manual mode, right? And so, and you know, I think for a lot of folks in this audience, that's kind of resonates, right? Because, well, everyone seems to be a photographer with their smartphone and all of that, and that's cool and it's hip. We love all of that. We use them ourselves. But then there are those of us that actually know what the M stands for on our mode dial and know how to use it. It's a cool looking t-shirt, comes in different colors, and you can get it, you know, you can order it for that person who maybe has a real camera, appreciates having a real camera, and would appreciate having this t-shirt. So everyone's a photographer until manual mode, until M. All right, that's the second one. Third one, Fanvince winter gloves, $17. What makes these gloves so interesting? Well, they have unique and sensitive touchscreen fingers made out of silicone. Now, when I'm looking at gloves, and I had to use gloves in Oregon, most of us had to use gloves in Oregon, there's a couple ways to go. You can go with just regular gloves, which are fine, but then you can't really use your camera controls or your smartphone. And then there are the gloves where it have the little fingertips that pop off, and some folks like those. Personally, they kind of make me nutty. I'm not crazy about them. The little fingers popping off and then putting them back on, and then someday they just fall off altogether. What I like about these particular gloves, these $17 gloves, is first of all, they're very svelte to begin with. You know, so they're good for just doing all the sort of things that you want to do, pulling your camera out of your bag and setting up the tripod and driving the car, all that stuff. You can leave them on for all of that. They're good for that. And then, you know, many of us use our touch screens on our cameras as well as our phones. So then they're sensitive, so you don't have to take them off to do that. And I think they're tactile enough to where you can even operate your camera controls with them on. So I did a lot of looking around on these. I haven't tested these specifically because the ones I have right now were discontinued, and so I couldn't recommend those. But these feel very similar to what I'm using. So these are the Fanvince winter gloves, $17 a pair. And even if your person is just a smartphone photographer user, which I don't mean to put just in front of it, but I meant instead of being a regular photography person, I still think they'll like these gloves. Okay, here's the next one. I think you're going to like this as well. The GeekKey Multi-Tool. Now, this thing is fun. First of all, I'm going to tell you it's TSA friendly. And that's super important because how many times have we had this cool little tool that we use when we're out and about and then TSA takes it away from us and then we're sad? Okay, this isn't that. Original stainless steel key, right? Shaped pocket tool for the keychain. So it just goes on your keychain. Listen to all the things that it has. It's really neat. And you've got to look at the picture of this on the show notes. It includes a 3.2, 3.3 millimeter bike spoke key, a screwdriver tip that will fit a number 2 or a number 3 slotted, a number 2 square drive, number 2 / number 3 Phillips, number 2 / number 3 combinations, Phillips slotted and Phillips square, imperial and metric closed wrench, 1/4 inch open wrench, 1/4 inch bit driver, a scoring tip, serrated edge, can opener, wire stripper, file, imperial and metric ruler, protractor, bottle opener, multi-head fit driver, and a lanyard hole to hang on your keychain. $18 for this crazy thing. If nothing else, you've just got to look at the picture. It looks so crazy. I am getting one of these, by the way. I'm going to get one of these. This just looks way too fun. This is the GeekKey Multi-Tool. And you can just leave it on your keychain and it's TSA friendly. All right. And they talk a bit more about that on the website. Okay, so that is that. Where are we at here? That was number four, right? Number four. Okay, we got more to go. Number five, this is a $30 item. The Alps Mountaineering Classic Trekker. So I'm going to read you this and then I'll talk about my own experience. The Classic Trekker quickly locks into place and thanks to its high-quality fast-locking lever system, making it on-the-go adjustments a breeze. Featuring 70-75 aluminum construction, the Classic Trekker is both durable and lightweight. You can use the Classic Trekker as a traditional walking staff or trekking pole with the link extension feature. Another bonus feature is that you can remove the round wooden top to reveal an accessory mount, allowing the Classic Trekker to double as a monopod. You won't want to hit the trails without this. For the Oregon workshop, I recommended that everyone bring a trekking pole, and I love trekking poles that have a mount at the top of them because sometimes you just need a little extra stability. And I'm shooting live ND with my OM1 all the time. And I have also an adapter for my iPhone. And I don't need a full-blown tripod for most of the work that I'm doing. But especially when I'm on the side of the hill or something weird, you know, standing at the edge of a stream, it's nice to have something, you know, sort of that third leg, right? So that you can stabilize your camera while you're taking the shots. And it's also nice to have that third point of contact when you're walking on uneven surfaces. So I recommended to folks that they bring trekking poles to Oregon. I used mine every day in the field. I did. I just love it. I just love having, you know, the ability for me, the confidence to go over all these weird surfaces. And then I used it also for taking pictures. These things are so handy and they're fun to walk with. I mean, you know, they have this really nice foam grip. They have a strap that goes over your wrist. You know, even when you're taking pictures without it, you don't have to worry about leaning against a tree or anything. It just hangs off your wrist and you just work as normal. I'll tell you, when I'm hiking these days, and especially on anything that has weird surfaces, which is almost everything, this $30 trekking pole is just so much fun. It allows me to scamper over areas that I normally might think twice about, and is great for taking pictures as well, giving me that little extra stabilization, especially on live ND and using a longer lens. And it's only $30. You can collapse it, right? It's a collapsing pole. You can fit it in your suitcase. You can take it with you wherever you go. I keep mine in the back of the car at all times. Really clever, really fun, super useful. The next thing, Apple AirTags. And I'm recommending the 4-pack. That's what I started with, and I'm using all four of them. And I keep them in my camera bag. I keep them in my little Peak field pouch. I keep one in my guitar case, and I keep one in my overall backpack. And I just think they work great. You know, they let me know when I'm separated from my stuff. I get a little message. If I want to know where everything is, if I just forget, you know, I can just look in my iPhone and it'll tell me where everything is. They work great. I've had mine for a year and I haven't had to change the battery yet. And you can change the battery in these things, right? And they're just a regular little button battery that you can get anywhere. And I just think they're fantastic. And the ones I have are personalized and you can do that. And it had a little camera icon on one, a little bag, you know, all that kind of stuff. I haven't used them yet for my luggage that goes on a plane because I tend to carry on unless I absolutely have to check. So I haven't had to use them for that, but I do have them in my valuable things. And I do like having that extra assurance that if I just forget for a moment, you know, where did I leave my backpack? I can just look and say, oh, there it is. It's in the car, in the back. Everything's cool. Go ahead and enjoy your lunch. All right, Apple AirTags, I think they're fun, they're handy, and they work really well. Okay, these last two are little photo-y things. And the first one is the newer NEEWER Photo Studio light box. These are little tabletop light boxes. They save me so much time. I love these things. This one's $115. So it's a shooting light tent with adjustable brightness. It's foldable. It's portable. Has 80 LED lights and 4 colored backdrops. And it has an adjustable, you know, warmth, coolness, going from the 6,000 to the 6,500K color temperature range. This one measures 20 inches by 20 inches by 20 inches. And it provides a nice bright white light to showcase your products. The brightness adjustment knob on the power adapter allows you to conveniently adjust light brightness. Easily set up light box with hook and loop fasteners. The foldable design lets you fold it down and carry it wherever you go. I just kind of leave mine set up all the time here, but I'm always having to shoot, you know, items for the camera shop or for a blog article or for Instagram, for whatever. And it's just so much easier. And, you know, I think sometimes we don't shoot small items or smaller items because we just don't want to go through the hassle of setting it up. So we end up, you know, trying to scrounge one or use someone else's shot or just not go with a shot. But I'm telling you, if you or if the person you're buying for has one of these portable photo studio light boxes, you know, that you put the item in and then, you know, they just illuminate, you'll shoot stuff all the time. You won't even think twice about it because it's so easy and they look so good. Really nice. And this is a particularly nice kit. $115 is fabulous. And finally, the last thing on the list here. This is something that I have an older model of and love it. And this is the newer model, which I would love to have this model, but I can't really justify because I have the older model that still works. But anyway, here we go. The Kodak Slide and Scan Film and Slide Scanner with a large LCD screen. This is a $180 item. With the new Slide and Scan digital film scanner from Kodak, you can view, edit, and convert your old photos. No tech savvy necessary. This easy yet elegant 22 megapixel scanner delivers crisp, clear, beautiful images with the press of a button. Best of all, there's no straining to see because you got this big LCD. Watch old memories come to life on the large 5-inch LCD screen with extra wide viewing angle in gallery mode, perfect for previewing pictures or for using the scanner as a desktop photo frame. Yeah! Unlike other frustrating scanners that require you to remove the tray and reposition slides each time, our easy load insert system allows for continuous feeding, speeding up the scanning process significantly. In addition to the main 50 millimeter slide holder, 3 adapters are also provided for compatibility with 135, 110, and 126 millimeter films. You can finally skip the stressful software and complicated onboard buttons and simply scan. Man, I want this updated one. I do. I mean, I have an earlier model of the Kodak scanner, and I just like it because, you know, I have slides, I have film. I'll shoot film and develop it in my lab box, you know, my daylight developer. So I'll shoot a roll of Tri-X, just develop it, hang it up in the bathroom, and then I want to digitize them and, you know, use the photos for whatever. And so I just, you know, pull the roll down once it's dry and run them through my Kodak. And, you know, it's fun because you can just view them and it has a different mode. So you're not looking at negatives. So for instance, if I have black and white negatives, you put it in black and white negative mode and you're looking at positives. You're looking at the image, right? The image, you go, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's, ooh, I really like that one. You just hit a button and it scans it. It takes a second and it scans them to an SD card. That's the way I use it. You have to provide your own SD card. It's not included in the kit. It scans it to an SD card. And so I just do my scanning, just put the card in the card reader and then off I go. I just put them on my computer, upload them, save them, whatever I want to do. It just makes everything so easy. It has a very small footprint, so it doesn't take up any room. I actually just put it back in the box when I'm done. I just kept the box. It's kind of a cool Kodak looking box. I just drop it back in the box and I just keep it underneath my inkjet printer downstairs here. Just pull it out when I need it. Takes a second to set up and off to the races you go. It's another one of those things that when you eliminate the hassle barrier, that applies to printing, that applies to shooting small objects like when you have the little light box set up. It applies to anything in photography. If you remove the hassle barrier, then you're going to do it more. Now, it's not for bulk, right? It's not for doing big jobs, right? This is for when you just want to grab 5 or 6 images or 7 or 8 images, digitize them, and then share them or do something with them. This thing works great for that. And with this new larger screen, which mine doesn't have, mine has a smaller screen, you can just use it as a viewer too. Just a viewer. Hey, you want to look at these? Put them up. There you go. Kodak's done a nice job with these. Not the highest quality in the world, right? This is not like the drum scanner that you're going to get if you take it in and, you know, have a professional lab do it. But they are nice and they work great. And 22 megapixels is pretty much enough for most of the stuff that we're going to do. It's a fun device. And for $180, I've got my money back many, many times. All right, here we go. So let's just review these again. So we have the lens cap keeper holder for $13. And you'll never lose your lens cap again with this bad boy. The cool t-shirt. Everyone's a photographer until manual mode. $17, different sizes, all that kind of stuff. The winter gloves by FanVince, $17. The Geek Key multi-tool, $18. This thing's crazy how they got so many tools on such a small device. The Alps, ALPS, Mountaineering Classic Trekker, and it has the wood knob on top that you can remove and use it as a monopod, that's $30. Apple AirTags, a 4-pack. Don't get just one, get a 4-pack. Believe me, you will use them. The newer Photo Studio light box for shooting small items, macro photography, all that. And then finally, the Kodak slide and scan film scanner with a luxurious 5-inch LCD. Those are my gift recommendations for 2022. I hope you get something for the artist, the visual artist in your life, and maybe a little stocking stuffer for yourself. Fujifilm Japan is temporarily ceasing X100V orders due to having too many to process. This is kind of an interesting story, and I did some follow-up research on it. You can read the entire article that I'm going to read at first, or read you parts of it, on DP Review, and then I have a few comments too. Fujifilm announced the release of the X100V digital camera back in February of 2020. Now, nearly 3 years later, Fujifilm Japan has announced it is having to temporarily stop orders due to having too many back orders, according to a new report from Fuji Rumors. In the public notice posted to Fujifilm Japan's website, it reads, "We have received orders that have greatly exceeded our initial plan, and we are unable to keep up with the supply of products, so we are temporarily stop accepting orders from today. Based on the public notice being issued only by Fujifilm Japan for now, it appears, though, that this cessation of new orders will only be affecting the Japanese market. We have contacted Fujifilm representatives to confirm whether or not similar measures will be put into place in other regions." So I go, okay, let's see what happens if I try to buy a camera right now. Okay. So I went to B&H, and B&H on the inventory page for the X100V, on the sales page, they had this button I have never seen before. They have a request assistance button. So usually it's like order now or pre-order. Now on this page for the X100V, for both the silver and the black, it says request assistance. So I clicked on the button to request assistance, and it said this: "Unfortunately, our supplier cannot provide an accurate time frame, so we have suspended back orders for this item. Reach out to our experts available via live chat or phone to find an alternative solution tailored to your needs. That sounds like suspending orders to me, okay? Especially if they're going to try to redirect you to other product, okay? So even though they haven't said that they're not accepting orders anymore in the U.S., one of the bigger houses here, B&H, is not accepting orders. So then I went to Amazon and Amazon Marketplace. Oh, I love this one. You may have read something about this. On the Marketplace, you can buy a renewed Fujifilm X100V. I'm not sure what that means. I guess it's previously owned, gently used, one of those kind of things, for $2,169. $2,169. I think that's like $800 over what list price is. I believe they're $1,399. That's considerably more, and that's not even a new one. That is a renewed X100V. So again, I consider that they're not being sold, right? Yes, we can always buy used versions of practically any camera out there. That is not a new version of the camera. This is interesting. Now, I had read some other articles, and I guess what happened, I mean, these things have always sold well, but I guess what happened is that there were a couple TikTokers that really started singing the praises of the X100V and how you can get like these wonderful film-like images with it. And TikTok being what it is these days sort of broke the camel's back. I know, you know, these things were backordered before, but then the backorders really pile up with increased popularity. Interesting saga with the X100V. I don't know when things will settle down again, but wow. And it is a great camera. I mean, I absolutely love the one that I have, but I don't think I've seen anything like this with a camera that was released 2 years ago. Craziness, absolute craziness. All right, here's one more before we get to our virtual camera club news. I just could not resist this headline. The average U.S. adult is hoarding over $2,000 of unused tech. This is a Petapixel article. I have the link to the original article in the show notes. New research has revealed that the average U.S. adult is sitting on over $2,000 worth of unused tech, with the majority of consumers surveyed owning at least one camera in their home that they are not using. According to the new data from the camera reseller MPB, alongside researcher provider CINT, the U.S. is hoarding over $650 billion worth of technological devices they do not use. What a hoot. I can't believe this. All right, but apparently it's true. In MPB's online survey, which was completed by 13,000 adults, two-thirds of Americans revealed that they have at least one piece of unused tech in their home. The average U.S. adult is estimated to be sitting on $2,459 of unused technology. The average amount consumers spend every year to keep up with the latest technology is over $500. And two-thirds of consumers surveyed feel that the cost of technology is too expensive. According to the survey, millennials and Generation Z are holding on to the most unused tech. Adults between 18 and 34 have an average of $3,691 of unused tech. And 56% of them have at least one unused camera at home. Oh my gosh. All right. So when asked why they had not sold an unused piece of technology, the two most popular reasons consumers gave is that they do not think they would receive much money in return and they or someone close to them might need it one day. I don't even know where to go with this. So I'm just putting it out there because all of us have a camera or two that we're probably not using as much as we should. I would have never dreamed that this much money was just like sitting in our closet. That's like worse than hoarding the penny thing that happened earlier. Okay. Do a little virtual camera club news. First of all, as of the recording of this podcast, my Twitter account is still permanently suspended. I saw that they reinstated some folks, some notorious folks who had been suspended in the past for tweeting controversial things. My tweets about photography seem to be even worse than theirs, according to Twitter. I appealed again, and I'm still permanently suspended. I even went back and looked at my tweets. For the life of me, I cannot figure out what I did. I'm just figuring that something weird is going on. If any of you have insight to this going on, if you know someone else, or you got a reason, or you have just any sort of insight, if you would send me an email, let me know what you think. You know, dstory@gmail.com. Because, I mean, I can live without Twitter, I guess, but I mean, it was kind of useful. And I loved it, especially for updating the digital story, because I could just do it so quickly. Anyway, as of this moment, I'm still permanently suspended for reasons unbeknownst to me. The Nimble Photographer newsletter is publishing every Thursday, and it is just going so well. I'm having so much fun with it. The last one featured an article, Why I Never Warmed Up to Photoshop. She got a lot of great responses, which is as fun as reading the newsletter itself. If you're not receiving this free newsletter every Thursday, you can sign up by clicking the link in the show notes. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support our community, our podcast, and all the wacky things I come up with month in and month out. They also help keep me on course and not veer too far to the left or too far to the right with my crazy ideas. If you want to become an Inner Circle member, I think you would truly enjoy it. I think you'd love the camaraderie, and I think you would enjoy the discounts. If you want to take any of our online or physical workshops, just click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Take a look around, and hopefully you will join us before too long. And finally, a big shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. I'm working with Drew right now at Red River Paper as we prepare for our online printing workshop, which begins in just a little over a week. I'm so excited. We have a full house. It's sold out. I have guest speakers. I have paper coupons. I have projects. I have all sorts of fun stuff. Red River Paper, they are a full-blown participant in supporting this community, not only with their sponsorship, but also with all their efforts to help us, you know, get the most out of our inkjet printers. They have a tile on all the pages of Digital Story. Click on it, nose around, and remember, they have a Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the gift items. There's some fun ideas there. For those of you in the U.S., have a terrific Thanksgiving. For the rest of you, just have a wonderful week. See you next Tuesday. Until then, be safe, be creative. Bye-bye now. See you next week.